Okay, this is the ideal parent protocol based on the work of Dan Brown. And in this ideal parent protocol, we're going to focus on repairing some sort of unmet need from childhood. All right, good. So now find a place to settle in, a quiet, comfortable place. Now stretch up, pushing the crown of the head towards the ceiling. We're going to take three deep breaths. So inhale very, very deeply. Retaining the breath. And exhale. Really extending the exhale. Inhale again, very, very deeply. Retain. And now exhale, extending the exhale, and notice all the relaxation that sets in while extending the exhale. Now inhale deeply again. Retain the breath. Exhale, extending the exhale. Okay, good. Now let's come back to the posture. So once again, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling gently. And now notice how the whole body just hangs off of the spine. Just feeling that, studying that brings about both relaxation and a sense of alertness and even confidence. Okay, good. Now we're going to do a very brief body scan, further relaxing the body. So now feel the feet, legs, and hips. And relax the feet, legs, and hips. And now feel the torso, abdomen, and chest. And the abdomen and chest relax naturally on their own. And now feel the upper back and shoulders. The upper back and shoulders relax naturally on their own. And now feel the arms and the hands. And the arms and the hands relax on their own. And now feel the face, head, and neck. And the face, head, and neck relax naturally on their own. And now take a deep breath and feel the breath in the whole body all at once. And exhale, feeling the whole body exhale all at once. Notice how you get even more relaxed. And now you feel like you're sitting on a warm, white, fluffy cloud. And now that cloud starts rising and rising. And as it rises and rises, you feel more and more safe, more and more secure. And it brings you to your safe place way up in the clouds. And now it feels as if weeks have gone by. You've been sitting here relaxing, settling in for weeks. You couldn't even get more relaxed. So deeply relaxed. And now you regress back to childhood. You find yourself between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. You find yourself in an ideal place to grow up. Now you imagine two ideal parents. An ideal mother and an ideal father. And now notice how secure you feel with them. Totally safe, totally protected. And now also you see how they delight in being with you. You are a joy for them. They can't help but smile from ear to ear just upon laying sight on you. Oh, they're so pleased, so happy to be with you. You're such a delight. And also they attune to you. They know your mind. This is not in an invasive way. They know you and accept you in a way that's deeply comforting and validating. Normalizing. And there really is this quality of attentiveness. They're interested in what you're up to. They're interested in what you're experiencing. They may even ask, oh, hey, what's going on for you? What's on your mind? You can feel how nourishing this is. And they're also physically affectionate in a way that is ideally suited to you. And go ahead and imagine that now. So they're so willing to soothe you. There's a problem, an issue that's coming up for you. They think that that's totally normal, totally fine. And it's a pleasure for them to sit with you and help you work through it. Now make a deep impression of what it's like to have these ideal parents. To not have to worry about their mind states. To know that you have a totally secure base. You have an unquestionable refuge in them. And also notice how the care is so correctly attuned to your needs. They're really sensitive and interested in you and in your mind states. Noticing how deeply validating this is, deeply nourishing. And now, I'd like for you to look back to your own actual childhood and reflect on some need that was really not met. What was a need that you had that chronically went unmet? Take a moment now to think of that. Okay, good. And now imagine a scene where that need is not getting met, touching into what that feels like. And now the ideal parents come in and they actually take you out of that scene and take you into a room or a space that they control. And this really assures you of your total safety and protection. And now they start attuning to you and comforting you. They see how upsetting this is. And they get it. They've had similar experiences. They see this is really frustrating for you. And they're concerned. They're concerned for your well-being. And they just keep tending to you and soothing you in such a way that you start to feel better. But they're not rushing you. They know that these things can take a while. They're very, very patient, very dedicated. And now also you notice now you don't need to worry about their mind states. For them to be with you and to help is a pleasure. There's nothing that they'd rather do. And that lets you settle in and take in this soothing. You have total permission and support to go through your process with their ideally suited help. Also, they give you physical comfort in a way that's ideally suited. Maybe they reach around and put their arm around your shoulder, soothing you, letting you know that it'll be all right. And also importantly, they know this was not your fault. Also, these ideal parents are your ideal parents and they see it from your perspective. They really get it how this was a difficult experience for you. And also, it won't be this way going forward. They would never treat you in such a way, such that you didn't get your needs met. They keep responding to you in just the right way. And you can see on their face how they understand your emotion. There's this mirroring that they're doing. Maybe they tilt the head in, lean in just a bit. And you can see the expression on their face mirrors and validates your feelings. Of course, this was tough. They see that. And now keep modifying and elaborating the scene in a direction such that they even attend to you more ideally, comfort you more ideally, tell you just the right things that you need to hear to soothe you and to help you heal this. And also, they believe in you. You're fine. Nothing wrong with you. They're so happy to just be with you and help you in your process. So patient. Just keep elaborating the scene. That's right. They keep soothing you, tending to you, responding to you in just the right way. And it gets more and more ideal. In a very nuanced way, they see what you need and they do just that thing. And it is a pleasure for them. They're so happy to be with you. You can take this in. No limit. Now also notice how being so convinced of the security and reliability of the relationship, it allows you to lean in and take in this support, maybe in a way you've never done before. Can really trust the ideal parents. Now you notice how you're getting more and more emotionally regulated. And now look back at the mind and notice that. Notice how differently you feel after you've gotten this soothing and support. And the ideal parents encourage you to go and play and explore if you've been totally soothed. But if you've not yet been totally soothed, then they encourage you to keep taking in this soothing. It's a real pleasure for them to be with you and continue to support you. But now, assuming that you're starting to feel better, starting to feel soothed. Now the mind starts turning towards exploration because you've gotten your needs met. And when we get our needs met, the exploration mechanism turns on and we orient towards the world and towards the wonder of life, the wonder of exploration and play. And so now you'll start developing a scene of exploration and play. Oh, the wonder of life, the newness of life. And notice how you have the unconditional, ever-present support of your ideal parents. Notice how they're so interested in your play. Oh, it's wonderful. If you want them to play with you, they'll play with you. But they never direct the play. You're directing the play. But they're happy to play along with you or just watch, delighting in your play. And now, notice, oh, they're so interested to hear your report. So now the play has ended and they want to hear, what did you discover? How wonderful. They're so interested in what you've learned, in what you've discovered. Oh, the delight. Oh, they feel the delight. And now look at the mind. What is this like to get this level of support? To have the ideal parent's delight in your explorations. Really taking that in. Making a deep impression. And now look into your future life. Know that those loved ones, friends, acquaintances will also be there to soothe you and support you like the ideal parents did. That they'll delight in you. And also notice how there's no need to feel any anxiety in your interpersonal relationships. You've had it modeled for you, what it's like to be able to fully relax and be present, relaxing into the present moment with your ideal parents. And you see how you'll be doing that same way of being will be present in your adult relationships. And now notice how you delight in others. Others delight in you. And there's this beautiful kind of dance of mutual delight, mutual attunement and understanding, mutual comforting. How your whole expectations for how interpersonal relationships will go is totally transformed. Really expect the best. And notice a sense of fulfillment. Making a deep impression. And now, what are the implications of this fulfillment, this level of getting your needs met interpersonally in regards to your explorations? You see how having your needs so well met by the other adults in your real adult life bring about a confidence, a bravery, a courage to go out and do your own explorations. So now see yourself doing your explorations, exploring and discovering what is meaningful to you. Noticing how new, delightful the world is. Sense of childlike wonder. Making a deep impression of this. And now I'm going to count from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be present in the room and settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Present in the room, settled in the experience.